Hey, this is Otacon. You're listening to This Week in Geek with Mike the Birdman Dodd and the rest of the Twig crew right here on thisweekingeek.net. Are you listening? Snake? Snake? Snake!
Did you grow up with the NES, PlayStation, Star Wars, cartoons, and 80s TV? Do you like to think who would win in a fight between Batman and the Master Chief? Comics, games, movies, music, and TV. They're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. Comics, games, movies, music, and TV. They're gonna tell you everything you need. Or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. This Week in Geek. This Week in Geek.
Hey guys, this is Jamie Johnston from This Week in Geek, and today I am at an exciting place. We have two awesome guys here. Let me let you guys introduce yourselves, and we'll start with you.
Hi, I'm James Stewart. I'm the creative director here at Swaps.
And we got
Andrew Camity, chief marketing officer at Swaps Interactive.
So today we are here to talk about a upcoming game that even I didn't know about until today, which is very exciting. As you guys know, I'm a huge Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan, and they're making a mobile game for that franchise. It's a very exciting game, essentially. Think of like Skylanders or Disney Infinity, but better because it's Turtles. They have my phone. Anyway, so we're going to get into kind of your company first real quick, and then we'll get into the actual Turtles game, because we want to know what is your company about, where did you come from, etc. One of you want to go first? There you go.
Swaps Interactive, Goldie Toys, was founded by our CEO and co-founder, Bobby Stewart, about 18 months ago. He's the catalyst for all these great ideas and the catalyst for getting the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles license. He put together this concept, found a great bunch of game developers, and essentially what you see here is based on his dynamic idea.
So basically he makes everything tick.
He makes everything tick. He runs the show.
Well, that's great. So I'm kind of curious here. What other games has your company worked on or possibly going to be working on?
Well, our studio is filled with a tremendous amount of talent. Most of the guys come from a mobile gaming, online, or console past. So in terms of working on games individually, everybody's done a ton of games. They've been in the gaming industry for years and years and years. We have guys from Ubisoft, we have guys from GANs, we have guys from XMG, we have guys from PlayStation, and a couple guys from Beeline. So we have a great mix of people developing our games. Swaps Interactive as a studio, these games are our first games, and we're so tremendously excited to launch them.
So I understand that after the TMNT game, you're going to be doing some other pretty cool licenses, such as it was Smurfs and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, right?
Correct. We have the Smurfs license, which we'll be launching very shortly. And we also have Power Rangers Megaforce, their new show. And we're looking at some licenses for 2014 that are still under wraps, which we'll announce very shortly.
That sounds awesome. James, do you have anything to say about that?
No.
You covered it? All right. So I guess we'll get into the game here. Like I said, it's kind of like Skylanders in the concept. We've already had hands-on today to see it. The way it works is you have your turtle in a physical form. You download the game for free, you said, right? And basically you buy your turtle, and you get to play him in the game by scanning him. How does that scanning work?
You have to take the toy itself, and then using the camera on your mobile device, scan it from multiple angles, and then it'll transform into the game and bring that character to life.
That sounds awesome. So it's very similar to Skylanders, but you guys said it was like 3D recognition kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, well, Skylanders has the peripheral, right? So all you need for this is your mobile device, nothing outside.
Sweet. So my first question before we actually get into all the everything else that makes it tick is, why TMNT and how? Because, like I said, I hadn't heard about you guys, so you guys just come out of the gate with this huge, like, brand name.
Well, that's kind of the motto of our company, stealth and then launch big. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was a great favorite, again, of our CEO, Bobby Stewart. He has really great relationships at Nickelodeon and managed to secure the rights for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It was a great partnership for us to come out of the gate with and something we're very excited to launch.
All right, cool. So, I'm going to go with this first. Basically, everybody knows there's four turtles. So how many characters are we actually looking at right now? And possibly, if you don't mind us knowing, how many in the future may be planned?
Well, we've got 8 characters to choose from now, 2 different versions of each turtle, and the duplicate has an alternate costume, so special armor that you'll wear in the game.
So that's about 8 characters as of launch?
As of launch, yeah, and then in the future, we're looking to double that and more, including exclusive characters for different sellers.
So what kind of exclusives are you going to give away today? You could just say what characters they are, maybe not who's getting them.
I don't know. Should we say?
Yeah, you can say.
All right, Shredder. Shredder is one. Allow you to play as Shredder, fighting the turtles themselves, which is pretty fun. I'm hoping to get Casey Jones, Slash, if we get approval on that. April herself. Splinter's coming up, and a whole bunch of others.
Well, that sounds like a pretty awesome roster right there, especially like Casey Jones, Shredder, and Slash. I wouldn't see that one coming, but that's awesome, because Slash is one of my favorite characters.
He's just rumored right now. We haven't got confirmation on him. But
rumored, okay.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get... He's on my list of characters I want to see.
That just makes you all the more awesome. Like we said... Basically, when you're scanning them in, it's sort of like QR codes or like Skylanders, but there is always that thought about theft when it comes to something that you can just scan. I know you guys have said it's kind of a 3D scan, so how are you preventing theft, and are you worried about theft?
We're not too worried about theft because of the 3D object recognition. Unless a crafty child or consumer wants to whittle something out of wood or create their own molds, we're pretty protected in the form of scanning because we do have that collectible character that needs to be scanned through 3D object recognition. We also have a patent on the technology. So... pretty tough to replicate, actually. So we're pretty good with that.
Yeah, and the size and details of these toys, I've actually got them here in front of me. They're quite well detailed. Like I wouldn't mind having these just as a display piece. There's quite a bit of detail to them. They're not too huge. What's the actual size on them?
3-inch collectible characters.
Let's get into the actual gameplay here. What kind of game is it, and what kind of games would it be similar to playing?
It's a brawler. You fight waves of enemies that come at you in each level. We based it loosely on Robotron and Smash TV. So anyone familiar with those games? You're in a fixed arena, but from a traditional side-scrolling perspective, and the characters just swarm you.
So basically... like most side-scrolling brawlers, you're just going to, kick a whole bunch of foot ninjas off-screen, and then you're going to have boss stages and possibly, will there be future stages implemented later?
Oh, yeah. We've got some bonus stages lined up. Shredder, for example, will be his own stage, which is pretty cool, where you'll fight the turtles in a great big burning building. So that'll be fun.
That's pretty much it. And so each turtle has, I was actually playing it, they all have their similar style of attacking, but they each have an individual unique ability for their special attacks. So like with Michelangelo, he spins around in kind of a circle, whereas Leonardo, I saw, he kind of shoots a wave kind of in front of him. When you're developing the turtles, this is kind of a personal question for me on a development standpoint, which some of our viewers really like this stuff. How did you decide what kind of attacks each of the turtles would have that are unique to them?
Well, mostly just based on their character animation and their style of fighting. I mean, we gave Donatello a wave attack, or not a wave, sorry, an area attack, because he can jump up and slam his bow staff into the ground and create kind of a seismic wave. So that was kind of a no-brainer. And with Leonardo and his swords, he does these awesome slashes, so that really lent itself to a forward wave attack.
Cool. So other things that are in the game, notice the use of items. You are able to change your turtle within the game, so if you buy more than one turtle, it actually helps you get through the game by being able to swap whenever one's low, so you can kind of have the brother come in and help you out. And there's actually an RPG element that I saw where you level up, you gain experience, and you can put stats into... what were the stats again?
It's attack, defense, and health.
So essentially, you're going to want to put stats into those. I actually noticed I was given a level 29 character with no stats put in, and I got one-shotted near the end of the game because I was trying to get to Shredder. And yeah, so definitely pump some into health and some into attack, because if you don't, you'll be sitting there for, you know, an hour to actually kill anything. So what kind of items are in the game that you can use, and how do you get them?
You can purchase the items with in-app currency, or you can get them from the collectible coins that we have. Either will get it. So there are pizza slices or a pizza shake or pizza gyoza. Those are all health benefits. Then there's offensive stuff. Like we have a little shock grenade that Donatello has made. This is a wave of electricity that stuns the enemies. And we also have offensive things, turtle fury. So you get all pumped up and then you'll do extra damage when you attack them.
Yeah, there was actually quite a few whenever I was trying to play, and the model that I got, basically everything was free, so I just kind of bought everything and kept going nuts on all the enemies. There's a couple other things in the game that basically there's three stages as of right now, and they each have how many levels? It was
10 levels. There's 10 levels.
And what else do we got here? I'm just going through the app because it's easier to look at things because they look awesome. And the art style is actually of the new TMNT series, so they have that the exact same thing as the cartoon look. What was the reason behind using that art style rather than a different art style, say, is like Out of the Shadows that's coming out soon? They went with a realistic, so why did you go with this art style?
We worked very closely with Nickelodeon on this one, and they wanted to represent the show more. So that's what we were working with. And they provided us with an incredible amount of references.
So coming from the development standpoint, how difficult was bringing this into a reality where, as a Turtles fan yourself, like, I'm sure you had lots of fun, but, like, how difficult do you think it was? And do you think you managed to match what fans are going to expect?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one thing we really wanted to do was capture the humor and the movement and the style. I mean, those are the three main things. And I think we've done it really well. If you take a look at the game, it's practically like watching the show. That was the goal.
So some other things that I noticed, and you guys actually showed me, you're going to have a thing that is a collection. So essentially, you can collect things for the game where you gain unlockables, and they're little, I almost call them pogs here. What would you guys call them?
Swaps collectible coins.
Okay, so there's the actual term. And going into the collection thing here, so it's, you guys were telling me that you collect four of them, and four of a set that will unlock bonus items in game. So tell me a little bit about that.
I'm going to defer to James.
Oh, okay.
So you can collect the collectible coins that come in blind packs, and whenever you get a certain set, right, a random four, that'll give you certain rewards. Now, the rarest ones might give you an alternate costume or even a character, but mostly they'll give you either in-app currency or items.
Cool. Which we've already explained that those items are amazing. And let's see. The next part on here we have... So I'm at the main menu here. You've got Lair, which basically you can look at your collections and all that stuff. You can hit play to go into the game, or you can go into the dojo to look at your turtles and customize them and all that stuff. Which, is there any plans in the future to maybe make them more customizable in their looks?
No, I mean, we have to adhere to the style established by the show. So if you want to make them taller or bulky or something, that would break the model. Yeah. So they'd be off style.
So basically, no, because... You have to keep them looking like they are, because they're awesome that way. Back
alternate
here.
Costumes for sure, though. I really want to introduce alternate costumes.
That'd be great. Because, I mean, you could always put on... there was actually one thing we were talking about. A possibility of vehicles? You want to go into that?
I always wanted to introduce vehicles as a power-up. I mean, it's not a vehicle game. You couldn't drive it around, but if you could summon it from off-screen so it comes in and plows down a bunch of enemies, that would be a lot of fun.
That'd be a really cool item, because it's like have the turtle van just smoke all the enemies on screen, almost like a... we used to call them in old games... what was it? Yeah, like a POW block, basically, where it just nukes the whole screen. That would be really cool. I know the shurikens do something similar to that when you buy them and use them. They don't work on bosses, which, well, I mean, if it insta-killed the boss, it wouldn't be any fun. So what kind of bosses are actually going to be in the game and possibly future bosses?
We have Dog Pound, Fish Face, and Baxter, and each one is accompanied by their associated minions. And then we have the special ultimate boss at the end. And there are a lot of bosses I want to introduce in the future, particularly for updates like Parasitica and Trag.
So mostly I guess it would have to be everything from the show. So if they introduce a new character, it might end up in the game.
Yeah, exactly.
So no, like Toka or Rezar.
No.
Okay. One thing I was actually curious about, now that we've kind of gone on about what the game is, Skylanders and Disney, they've been released recently, and they're going to be what you're going to be seen as for a competition. I do know that you guys are on mobile and tablets, whereas they are consoles, but people are still going to associate the two against each other. I know Ninja Turtles, you know, kicks the crap out of Disney, in my opinion, but... It's one of those things of what are you guys thinking for combating that? Or honestly, I would accept the answer of TMNT is just way better.
TMNT is way better. No, we have a competitive advantage with price point. We're a $9.99, what we call our $9.99 starter pack, which includes a character and a power-up coin. We are also strictly mobile. Skylanders does have mobile games, but it requires the Portal of Power to be associated with it. We just need a device and a character, and off you go. So we have certain advantages that are different from both Skylanders and Infinity. To restate price and strictly mobile.
Well, and you guys also don't have that huge fee to buy the huge set just to start up. You guys are free. You can download the app, and then you just have to scan in a character, and it works from there, right?
Exactly right. I mean, Skylanders and Infinity have a price point at about $80 each for their starter pack, and like I said, we're at $9.99. So it's a nice little price point for our consumers.
So basically, $10 or an arm and a leg. That's basically your options. So with that being said, where are the toys going to be available in Canada? Because most of our viewers are going to be Canadian. If you're from somewhere else, well, you might have to check somewhere. So that being in what stores in person, and where online would you be able to maybe get them?
Our retail partners are going to be, starting September 6th, we're going to be in Toys R Us in a big way. We're going to be in the R Zone beside our lovely competitors, but we really, really look forward to launching with Toys R Us. And then we will also be at Walmart, Staples, Indigo, Loblaw, Canadian Tire, and a host of other retailers, London Drugs, and many more to come. We also have some online retailers that will be probably around October, but we're yet to confirm with them.
Cool. So what, like the last question here for being able to get the game, what devices and operating systems and system requirements, all that stuff is needed to play, and maybe even your recommendations of what you would want to play it on for the smoothest and everything to be best?
You should be fine on just about any Android or iOS. Some of the earlier models might bog down a little because it's a pretty graphic-intensive game. But any recent model would be fine. My favorite is definitely the newer iPad. I mean, the graphics are so nice and the effects are so spectacular that it's nice to have a nice big screen to play it on.
Yeah, I was actually playing on their iPad here, and I don't think I would want to play it in any other way. Like, it would be fine on the phone, but definitely if you have an iPad, play it on there because it just looked amazing. And you have that extra space to be able to see all the detail that all these guys have worked so hard to put this game together. And so basically the only restriction that we're looking at is like the early generation iPads, right? Because they don't have the camera that you need.
Yeah, there's a camera requirement as well.
Yeah, so just the camera then. So basically that's about this game in a nutshell. I'm very excited. I know other members of This Week in Geek, such as Mike the Birdman Dodd, he's definitely excited. And so... this will be launching when?
September 6th at Toys R Us in Canada. We're really pumped. So head out there.
So, guys, well, it's always good to advertise yourself. So, yeah, get this game when it comes out. If you've got a phone or an iPad, other tablets, yeah, this is just going to be like Skylanders, but awesome. And that's it for today and this interview. I have been Jamie Johnston with This Week in Geek.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face. And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. And I'm not a join... not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good. Geico.
Holy shit. Oh my gosh, freak! Die! Holy crap! Whoa! Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Prono Bozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember...
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.